Are you looking to live the abundant life no matter what your income is? You're in the right place. This is the podcast that will teach and inspire you to live better. Whether you want to earn more, save more, or improve your relationship with money or people, it's time for the 90 Days to Abundance podcast, brought to you by SavingsAngel.com. Here's your host, the Chief Executive Angel of SavingsAngel.com, Josh Elledge.
Thank you, Cece, and welcome to the 90 Days to Abundance podcast. I am Josh Elledge. On today's podcast, we're going to talk about, what this thing is. March is Frozen Food Month, so I'll be sharing why you want to take action on that. Also, if you do clip coupons, we'll talk about some ways that you can get organized. I'll share some deals, some freebies, some don't miss deals at CVS, Walgreens, Target, and we're going to talk about how you can make money with your family's recipes, maybe even a lot of money. And also, it's March, so we're going to talk about how you can become luckier. You know, 7 years into this thing, you might be saying, well, gosh, thanks. Welcome to the podcasting world, Josh. It's about time. And I will tell you that actually we have podcasted the first year of Savings Angel. We had a fantastic relationship with a great Christian broadcaster in Holland, Michigan, JQ99. That was with Troy, Mandy, and Trevor. And each Tuesday morning, I would come in and I would share three great local deals that I wouldn't want listeners to miss. And that was just a fantastic experience. And about a year after that, we took a long podcasting hiatus. And now look, 7 years into it, 2014, let's get started again. And I'm so excited to be able to spend this time with you. Now, what is going to be in this podcast? Well, let me tell you, first off, I'm going to share with you a little bit of housekeeping. This is going to be our first segment, kind of share what's going on at Savings Angels, share some things that I'm up to, share some things that maybe new features, new information, new things that you want to take advantage largely at our website. And I want to make sure that you know all those things that we're working on. Now, when I say we, you need to understand that Savings Angel is so much more than me. We actually have dozens of women and men who are a part of our operation. And for those of you who are just joining this podcast, maybe you found the podcast in a podcast directory and you have no idea. Maybe you just like the name of the podcast, so you thought you would check it out. Well, Savings Angel is a company that's been around. We started in West Michigan a number of years ago. We're now nationwide. But Savings Angel is comprised of two main products in addition to all the great outreach work and education that we provide on a grand scale through all of our media partners, through my syndicated column, through radio, nationwide radio, through now 88 television stations, which air my Abundance Minute segment. And then you might also catch me on TV here in Central Florida. So now, Savings Angel's two primary products. Number one is Enlightened Shopping. Now, Enlightened Shopping, very simply, again, just for review, just so you know who it is and what we do. Enlightened Shopping, we have a huge database of coupons, over 5,000 coupons that we maintain, and we spend a lot of time to make sure that we have a great database. Now, what we do is we take those coupons and we also take a look at what's happening at local grocery stores and national chains, and we want to find matches with those great coupons and try to match them up with great local sales. Now, when we find a match, this is very good, and why we've done such great business now over 7 years and been able to help so many thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of fantastic women and men be able to cut their grocery bill in half. And I'll give you a great example. Cheerios put out a $2 coupon recently, and there was a regional grocery chain that had, at the same time that coupon was available, had a buy one, get one free sale. Now, if you apply that $2 coupon to that buy one, get one sale, well, guess what? Our members were able to get free Cheerios that week. I kid you not. Free boxes of cereal. And it's very common that you can get free groceries on a pretty regular basis. Walgreens and CVS are two of my favorite chains, and you can get something for free almost every single week if you know exactly what to go for, and especially if you go in with the right coupon. So that's enlightened shopping. And again, I will be sharing free stuff each week on this podcast from our Enlightened Shopping data. Also, 90 Days to Abundance is our second product, and this is a new product that we just launched this week. And again, I will be sharing lots of great stuff from 90 Days to Abundance on this podcast. Now, what 90 Days to Abundance is, it's an education product, but it's unlike anything you've done before. It's very, very easy. It's fun. It's generally about 4 to 6 minutes a day, and it's mobile friendly. It's designed so that you can get just the information you need rather than sitting down through some big financial literacy seminar. We're going to focus on the day-to-day spending that men and women are really very, very interested in, because 70% of us are living paycheck to paycheck. It's just the reality. And so what we want to focus on, so that let's say someone is sitting at their employer and it's open enrollment, and the financial planner is talking about 401k and saving for your kids retirement. Yeah, right. Saving for your kids college. But you know, there's that woman and there's that man that's sitting down, and they're hearing that pitch, and they're hearing how they really need to be setting aside all this money. And you know, that person might say something like, you know what, I would absolutely love to save more for my kids' college education, but right now, man, I'm more focused on paying for my kids' doctor bill next week. What we want to empower, we want to empower those people so that they can make better choices with their money, so that then they have the freedom to do exactly what they want with their money. And in this podcast, we're going to empower you. And if you want to learn more about our entire e-course system, well, you can go to savingsangel.com and you can learn about 90 Days to Abundance, because it's a phenomenal program that not only covers money saving strategy, but also how to be more productive. And again, in this podcast, we're going to talk about how to be more productive in life, how to deal with life with less stress and less anxiety, how to feel more in control of your life. That's a huge part of abundance. And then finally, how to be more organized in life, because when you feel more organized, man, life just seems to flow. So that's a little bit of background about what I do, what Savings Angel is, and this podcast is going to be comprised of four segments. Number one, housekeeping, and generally what's going on at Savings Angel, what I'm doing. We've pretty much covered all of that. Now, number two, segment number two is going to be focused on how to save money. Now, this will largely be information that will come from my syndicated column, other things that we're writing in our blog, some of our other writers that are a part of our team. I'll be passing along some great information so that you can save more on the things that you're buying on a regular basis. Also, we'll be sharing some great deals that you don't want to miss this week. So what I would recommend with this podcast, some podcasts, it doesn't matter when you listen to them. If you can listen to this podcast right when it's published, there's a little bit of an advantage, because I'm going to spend just a little bit of time talking about some of the great deals you don't want to miss at nationwide chains. Also, some coupons that may have come out, some promotions or offers or freebies that you want to take advantage of that are time sensitive. But again, if you're listening to this podcast and it's 3-4 months beyond when it originally published, don't worry about it. I'm going to go through that information very, very quickly. It's very important that you catch the teachings and the philosophies that I share having to do with saving money. Now, segment number three is how to earn money. And see, I believe that to create abundance, you need three things. Some are more than important than others. Number two, you should be able to spend your money very wisely. You should be a wise steward over what you have. And so, again, we cover that in segment number two. Segment number three is where we cover number two and number three in regards to how to achieve abundance. And so, you need to be able to attract more money to you, and that we do that two different ways. Number one, you actually are getting out and doing something, and that would be, using ideas on how to become successful, and either successful at your job or how to be able to start your own company or start your own business out of your home. I've been an internet entrepreneur for a number of years, since, the mid-90s, and I absolutely love it. But more important than creating my own success with my own businesses, I absolutely love and have had the great pleasure of sitting down with great men and great women and listening to business ideas and sharing ideas back and forth on different ways that they could actually do something that they love, turn it into a business, and earn some great part-time or full-time money for themselves. Now, the third thing that you want, if you want to create abundance, I believe, is that you need to have the right abundance philosophies. And I'll also cover that in segment number three. You just have to have the right beliefs about money. And again, those apply to both saving and earning. Finally, segment number four, I'll close with a quote that has to do with something we talked about, and I'll say goodbye. We're going to try and keep this really tight. And with that, let's go on to segment number two, how to save money. So former President Ronald Reagan had a thing for frozen food. I kid you not. You can look it up. According to a 2012 report from NPR, he was the first to memorialize all that is good about frozen food with his proclamation that March 6th, 1984, would be Frozen Food Day. So, of course, the frozen food industry was all about that. And now that one day observance has morphed into an entire month, a Lollapalooza dedicated to frozen foods of every kind. So for shoppers on a budget, now is the perfect time to stock up on inexpensive foods that can stretch your grocery budget for months. Now, if you're listening to this podcast and it's June, well, one thing I know about the calendar, and I test this every single year, is it doesn't matter. There is a March coming up. So mark your calendar now, because even if you prefer fresh foods, Frozen Food Month can be a great time to buy out-of-season frozen fruits and veggies, as well as frozen meals that can be used in a pinch on those busy nights when you don't have time to cook from scratch. Now, not surprisingly, the National Frozen and Refrigerated Food Association, that's a mouthful, is one of the driving forces behind Frozen Food Month activities. Well, of course. Now, last week, you may have noticed that a two-page spread was devoted to frozen foods in your paper's coupon inserts. Now, that was coordinated by the NFRFA, as opposed to all the other acronyms that have variations of those letters, the NFRFA. But you'll find that many retailers have these featured products on sale as well. So use the coupons in conjunction with the sale for double savings. And of course, Savings Angel, we're all about that. Now, in addition to issuing coupons, the NFRFA has overhauled its consumer website, found at easyhomemeals.com, to reflect the month. Now, you can visit to read fun facts about frozen foods, learn nutritional information, or find recipes. Now, while there, don't forget to enter their $10,000 sweepstakes, and if you win, share the wealth. That's all I'm saying. Now, whether you're buying processed frozen foods or freezing fresh foods yourself, you want to use them in the right amount of time to ensure they're still delicious at dinner time. Now, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services says that food kept at a temperature below 0 degrees Fahrenheit, it's going to stay safe indefinitely. That means forever. Now, but for the best quality, you may want to use these items within the following time frames. Processed meats like hot dogs and lunch meats, bacon and sausage, those are the first in and the first out, okay? You've got 2 months is when you want to get those out of the freezer. Again, it's not a safety issue. And again, it's we want the best quality from our frozen foods. Now, ground meat such as hamburger, you got a little extra time. You have about 3 to 4 months is when you want to use that hamburger. And again, all of this I talk about, this assumes that you have wrapped these products as well, because dehydration and getting something freezer burned is something you want to avoid. Now, when you get something from your meat department, don't just stick it in the freezer when it's just in the shrink wrap. You want to overwrap it as well in like a Ziploc bag designed for the freezer. Now, some of these other items that you want to watch out for, beef, pork, and other meat steaks, you got about 6 to 12 months. Beef, pork, and other meat chops and roasts, you got about 4 to 12 months. Whole chickens and turkeys, those last a year. So when Thanksgiving comes around and you can get your turkey for 59 cents a pound, I highly recommend that you buy at least 2 turkeys, because again, it's going to be good for a year, so you may as well buy it at that price, because I'm telling you, you can't buy turkey at 59 cents a pound any other time of the year other than at Thanksgiving. And finally, poultry pieces, you got about 9 months. So now, if left unopened, many of these processed foods, such as microwave meals, will maintain their quality for up to a year, although the exact time may depend on how they're packaged and what ingredients are in the meal. Now, when taking items out of the freezer, be sure to thaw them safely. Now, that means no leaving meat out on the counter overnight or outside or some other tricky system you have, all right? Instead, make sure you're only defrosting items in the refrigerator or in a cold water bath. Now, if you're pressed for time, you can use the microwave too, so long as you'll be cooking the food right after thawing it. Now, Frozen Food Month only comes once a year, so make the most of it by filling your freezer with the deeply discounted foods available right now. Are you being robbed by coupon clutter? Now, one barrier to using coupons can be the storage of them. Again, we're talking about the coupons that come in your Sunday paper. Now, it used to be that that was about 100%, but when we started Savings Angel, coupon inserts from your Sunday paper, also known as freestanding inserts or FSIs, it was about 90% of our database. And I'll tell you right now, it's about 50-50. So, even if you never do coupon inserts from a Sunday paper, you can still get by, but you know what? There's a lot of very valuable coupons. Even if you don't want your newspaper for the news, get your Sunday paper just so you can get the coupons, because again, you can get a very good return on investment. But without organization of those coupons that come, finding the coupon you need when you need it can become a chore. Now, you might find yourself saying, forget it, I don't have time to search for all these coupons, I'm just going shopping. Now, instead, what you want to do is adopt a method that works for you and stop leaving the savings at home. So here's some different ways you can organize your coupons. Number one is the system that I have used for years and years and years, and that's whole insert filing. What this means, you take the whole uncut coupon insert that comes in the Sunday paper, you take a Sharpie marker, you write the date nice and big on the cover, and then you file that whole insert in a hanging folder wherever. All right. And we'll get into a little bit more about exactly wherever means in just a second. Now, all sources from the same date are filed together. Now, coupons are clipped only when you need them. Now, this is where it really makes sense to use a service like Savings Angel, so you know to go back a few weeks and use that coupon, because a lot of times when a coupon comes out, that's not the best time to use that coupon. You should actually wait several weeks and then go get that coupon when that product is actually on sale. Now, one variation of this system would be that you take the inserts and you divide them both by date and source, such as you file all your smart source together or all of your Red Plum coupon inserts separately. Number two is you can collate your insert filing. Now, what this means, you take your uncut coupon inserts and you collate them together. This makes sense if you are getting multiple copies of these big coupon inserts. You separate all the pages and you put them together by identical page, and then you file them in your filing system. Now, at one time, I was getting 8 copies of my Sunday paper because I, you know, again, I was really into those Sunday papers. Now I just get 1 or 2 coupon inserts, and it's, again, I just get, I'll use one coupon as opposed to being able to have 8 coupons. Now, it's nice when there's a high value coupon and you can go into the store and you've got a stack of 8 coupons that you can use for that that sale item that might be on sale for $1. But to further organize under this system, you can also divide by the source and coupons, again, clipped only as needed. Number 3 is that you can file the coupons individually. This is the old school method. This is where coupons are clipped right away. They're filed by the individual coupon. Now, variations of this could include filing by store department, such as you put all your dairy coupons together, all your grocery coupons, or all your health and beauty coupons together. Or you can also file alphabetically by the product name. Again, you might use an envelope or a filing section for each letter of the alphabet. Now, here's some bonus tips in regards to organizing your coupons. Number 1, trash the extra pages. So if you're filing full inserts, just take a few minutes and get rid of all of those ADT and the JCPenney Optical and DirecTV and whatever else they throw in there. Some of the ones in the back pages, you definitely don't need to hold on to those. But again, there's lots of advertisements. Just chuck those. You're not going to need them generally. Removing those are going to make the inserts thinner and a little bit easier to handle. Number 2, remove expired coupons regularly. Again, this will help keep your coupon system clean and prevent overgrowth, speeding up the weekly usage. Number 3, return clipped coupons not used at the store. So if you do clip and you end up not using it at the store, and this happens from time to time, the sale really doesn't work out like you thought it would, just simply put them back into your system. Now, if you file full inserts, paperclip the unused coupons to the correct insert. Now, this is going to save future frustration over loose and misplaced coupons. And finally, number 4, use a portable filing system. The smaller and lighter your system, the easier on yourself. A portable system can be carried to your desk or prepare for shopping. Just set it by your favorite chair to sort for expired coupons or even ferried easily to the store for unpublished bargains. Now, I used I use a plastic bin that you can open up and you can put hanging folders right inside there. It's my favorite system, and I will often bring that to the store with me, just set it in the back seat of the car, because there have been times when I've been at the store, I see a clearance item and I think, oh my goodness, I think there might be a coupon for that. Sure enough, I do a quick search on Savings Angel, find out there is a coupon, run to the car, grab the coupons I need, and I'm ending up getting free groceries because of that system. All right, so here are some great deals you don't want to miss if you're listening to this podcast this week. Now, at Walgreens, there's several great, we'll call them dental-oriented deals, but 2 that you definitely want to take advantage of are the Colgate toothpaste that you can actually get for free this week. Now, the way you do that is it's normally $3.99. It's on sale for $3. Now, you're going to get $2 back at the register, which now means you're only paying $1 out of pocket. Well, guess what? There was a $1 coupon that just came out in the March 9th Smart Source coupon insert. It's a $1 coupon. You apply it to that $1 effective price at Walgreens. That means you just got yourself free toothpaste. Now, I will tell you that toothpaste and mouthwash are probably the 2 items you should never pay money for, unless maybe it's a dollar or less for the mouthwash. For example, you can get Colgate Total Advanced Mouthwash, normally $5.99. Again, this is at Walgreens. They have a great sales, $3.99. You're going to get $2, that same $2 deal back at the register. Now, again, you can only use one or the other per transaction. Okay, so on that $3.99 sale, you get $2 back at the register, means you've only spent $1.99. Now, stay with me. That same $1 coupon you could also use for the mouthwash if you'd rather have that, and you'll only spend 99 cents for that $5.99 product. That's an 83% savings. couple of other great deals you don't want to miss at Walgreens this week. You can get Irish Spring Body Wash, normally $4.79, on sale for $3.50. There is a $4 on two register reward. Again, money they're going to give you back at the register if you buy two of them. There's also a 50-cent coupon just came out. It just came out in the March 9th Smart Source coupon insert. You apply that 50-cent coupon to your money back at the register and the store sale. Look, we're applying three discounts at the same time. You're only going to spend $1 for that body wash. That's a 79% savings. Also, I would go for the Luden's Throat Drops. They're normally $2.29 on sale for $1.50. Again, at Walgreens, there is a 25-cent coupon in the Walgreens March monthly coupon book. And at Savings Angel, we've got a $1 on two printable coupon that you can print right now. Now, where do you get this coupon? Well, you could check our blog if we have it there. Otherwise, make sure you sign up for our free Savings Angel membership. The free one is going to give you access to our coupon database. It won't provide any matching data for you, matching information for you, but at least you can get this $1 on two coupon, bring it into Walgreens. Your out-of-pocket cost is going to be 88 cents. That's a 62% savings. Now, at CVS, there's some great deals. You can get the Almay Intense Eye Color Shadow. Now, the reason this is such a great deal is there is a $5 on two coupon you can get right now. Now, again, don't miss this coupon. Even if you can't make it into CVS or you don't have a CVS near you, do not miss this coupon. Again, sign up for the free membership at Savings Angel. Get this coupon. Again, it's for Almay products. It's normally at CVS $7.99. It's on sale for $5.99. When you buy two of them, you're going to get $6 back at the register. Listen, you can get this product. Again, eyeshadow, eyeliner, or mascara. If it's not for you, maybe it's for your tween or teen daughter. You can get it for 49 cents. That's a 94% savings. And look, I'm just telling you, as a guy, to me, this stuff is just inventory, and I know that we're going to go through it. So yeah, gentlemen, I buy all that stuff, including the even more embarrassing stuff. I am not afraid to do it because, again, I know that that's money saved for my family. Also at CVS, you can get Nature Made Vitamelts, normally $9.49. Just look on our blog. I'm going to show you how to get it for 99 cents. There's a $1 coupon. There's $4 you're going to get back at the register. Also, you can get Whisk Laundry Detergent, normally $7.99. Your final price is $2.49. That's with a $1.50 coupon and $1 back at the register. That's 69% savings. And then finally at CVS, don't miss the Herbal Essences shampoo or conditioner. Normally $4.29, you can actually get for $1.50. Again, you go to Savings Angel, you click on our blog, it's all free, and then click on the deals and freebies link, and you should see that deal, and don't miss that shampoo. That's a 65% savings. And a couple of deals at Target, you can catch these ones. These are pretty good. Old Spice deodorant, normally $5, you can get for 75 cents. That's actually an 85% savings. And then you can get Allegra for allergy relief, normally $20. This week at Target, with the right $4 coupon, which is in our coupon database right now, you can actually get this product for $9.49 for allergy relief. And I've got some friends that are suffering from it right now. I'm talking to you, Roy. You can actually get this product for $9.49. That's over a 50% savings. Now, on our daily deals and freebies blog, here's what I'm looking at right now, and you don't want to miss these great deals. You can get a free sample of End Dust. You can get a Kids Build and Grow Clinic, which they offer this on April 12th. Just set it on your calendar. Lowe's is going green with this clinic. Just bring your kid into Lowe's, and on Saturday, April 12th at 10 a.m., you can build a recycling truck. I love those little events at both Home Depot and Lowe's. Have them from time to time. Great free or very low cost entertainment on a Saturday morning. You can get free Suave Professionals at Target. There is a great deal. And again, we explain how to get that deal on our freebie blog. You can get a free sample of Murad Acne Clearing Solution. There's a great $1 off coupon for Nook products. So if you've got a baby that, you know, you might call them a Binky, you might call them a pacifier. But anyway, there's a $1 coupon. This is very rare. I don't recall the last time I've seen this one, but that's a great $1 coupon that you can get. Even if you don't have a baby at home, maybe you want to print this coupon and give it to a mom or a dad who does have a baby so they can take advantage of that deal. Shutterfly has a free wedding guest book. I love these deals from Vistaprint and Shutterfly. Again, the idea is hopefully you'll take advantage of the freebies. Yes, you're going to pay for some shipping and handling, but by the end of it, it's a really phenomenal deal. So I love all those freebies. If you're disciplined, you can kind of navigate through all the upgrades that they might offer you. Whether you need them or not, that's fine. But take advantage of those great deals. Also on our free blog, we've got at Einstein Brother Bagels, you can get, and I love this. This is one of my favorite breakfasts. It's not my ultimate favorite breakfast. I'll share that in another podcast, but you can get a free salmon sandwich at Einstein Brothers Bagels when you buy one. So don't miss that deal. Let's see. Also, some great deals at Publix for you folks in the South. At Radio Shack, there's a $10 off a $30 purchase. That's really good. When you buy at Arby's, when you buy a small fries and drink, there's a free sandwich. I love these deals. And then, let's see. Here's some free samples from Anna's Chocolate. So you get two free fancy chocolate samples. Let's see. There's a Dr. Seuss deal where you can get, oh my goodness, you get a stack of books for $5.95. And again, we've got some regional deals for Florida, for Michigan, where Savings Angel has had a long history of great deals. So let's talk about some great ways that we can earn money. Now, this week, we're going to talk about how to make money with recipes. Now, there's a great website you might want to take a look at. It's called CookingContestCentral.com. And so what they do is they scour the internet looking for the biggest contests, and they send that information to their members. Now, there are more than, according to this website, there are more than 500 cooking contests every year and over $3 million in cash and prizes that are given out. That's a lot of dough. And how do you win these? Well, you have to submit great recipes. So if you have a family recipe maybe that you've had and it's a really great recipe, get registered with this website and you might be able to submit it to a website like maybe like a Betty Crocker or some large food company, and they're looking to generate some excitement and some participation. And you can submit your recipe, and you could win big. Now, there are some other ways that you can make money with recipes, even if you don't go the contest route. And here's some great ideas. You can go to a website called Fiverr, and that's Fiverr.com, and you might be able to sell your recipe. You might have an award-winning chili recipe, for example. Well, if you don't mind selling it for $5, you could list it there, and it's amazing what people will buy and sell on that website. And again, those are all at $5. Now, once in a while, you can charge upgrades, but generally, it should be something that you don't mind selling for $5. And you know what? I think a recipe would be a great thing that you could sell for $5, and you'd be amazed at who would be willing to part with a $5 bill in order to get your recipe. Some other ideas is that you could put together, if you had a lot of recipes, go ahead and compile them together, digitize them, put them all in a Word document, and then put them all in an ebook format. And there's some great, if you Google on how to do that, there's some great tutorials on how you can do that. And you could post it on Amazon. Amazon has some great information on how to create ebooks, and you can sell an ebook for 99 cents, or maybe you might want to make it free and give it away. And boy, I tell you, if you give away a good quality ebook, you can generate a lot of downloads. And maybe in conjunction with that free ebook that you give away, you might use it to promote your blog or your website, or maybe something else that you might be selling, whatever it is that you have, advertising on your website or blog, or maybe you might want to give away a smaller cookbook for free, and you might want to have a premium one that you might want to sell for a couple dollars. Now, A couple of other ideas. You could distribute your recipe for free and have encouraged people to try it out. And if they like it, just send along your PayPal donate button and just say, if you try it out and you like it, feel free to donate a couple of dollars if you think the recipe was really good. And you know what? If you distribute that to enough people, if you build up a following on a blog or even a microblog, or, you know, maybe your social media platform, you'd be amazed what people are willing to do. It's reciprocity. If you give away something of value and they like it, people like to pay for things that they find value in. And that might be another great idea. Another thing you could do is you could actually package and sell your own foods. Now, this one would be a little bit more ambitious. And, generally from the people that I've talked with who have done this, it's a little bit more work than you might think it is. You're going to end up doing a lot of selling, because you want to establish relationships maybe with retailers or catering companies. But this might be an option for you if you really think you have something great and are willing to go through all of the work that it generally requires to get your product on the shelves. Another thing you might want to do is if you have a great recipe, like let's say you do have a great barbecue or a chili recipe or some sort of a great breakfast recipe, you could offer to cater with that recipe. And of course, you can always go the food truck route, but strongly reconsider that unless you really have a lot of tolerance for a lot of work, a lot of frustration. But again, those are some great ideas. If you heard something that you like or you have any other ideas on how someone can make money with a great recipe, please send them my way. Just go to savingsangel.com. Look for the post for this episode and please comment below and let me know some of your ideas on how someone could make money with a recipe or if you've had success or if you have questions about how you can make money with your recipes, please share with the rest of the community. And if it's really great, I'm going to share your ideas and give you credit. And that includes your website or your blog or whatever else that you want to publicize. I'd be happy to pass that along in future podcasts. For this week's Abundance Philosophy segment, I want to talk about luck because it's a subject that I really, really like. I'd love to be luckier, and I do consider myself to be a lucky person, and there are other people who consider themselves to be very unlucky. So what do the lucky people have in common that unlucky people don't have in common? Well, a number of researchers have looked at this, and one personality trait that seems to come up time and time again for lucky people is that lucky people tend to consider themselves to be very open. They're open to new ideas. They're open to learning new things. They're open to learning from new people, and they're open to learning, they're open to having new experiences. And so they just want to expose themselves to all these new ideas and things that they can learn. And then they can sort, of course, all this stuff that's coming in, and they can decide what might be good for them and what might cause their path to become luckier. And so a lucky person is going to look at other people around them, even if this person might be someone that other people might consider undesirable. And they might look at that person, whether it might be someone who's homeless, and say, that person has something to offer, that person has something to give, and I'd like to learn a little bit about who that person is and figure out if they have something that I might be blessed with or I might be benefited by learning from that person. So a lucky person on an airplane, again, not necessarily having to be extroverted, but a lucky person might just want to learn who's sitting to their left and who's sitting to their right and maybe find out something about them. And if you genuinely like people, then it doesn't matter if you're an introverted person. If you genuinely like people, then you at least want to learn about them, even if you might not have the greatest ease in striking up conversations. At least you might take some action on that. And it might be that the person sitting on your left, shared some interesting experiences, but the person on your right led to some new bit of knowledge that led to a faster or a better promotion at work. Or it may have inspired you to read a new book that gave you a new idea that caused you to listen to a new podcast, or it might have persuaded you to check out a new way of earning money for your family or saving money for your family. And as a result, guess what? You just became more lucky, and you just went further down the road to abundance. Well, that is going to do it for this week's show. Thank you so much for spending your time with me, whether it was I was driving along with you in the car, or whether you were falling asleep to me at night, or whether you had me going in the background while you're taking care of your kids or something in the house, whatever it was. I just want to say thank you so much. It is my pleasure and is my joy to teach and work with so many amazing men and women who put together great information and help me be of service to other people in it being able to experience more joy and more abundance. And with that, I'm going to close with this quote, and it's been attributed to so many people. There's so many variations of it, but the essential message is this. On the subject of luck, since it's March and St. Patrick's Day is around the corner. And the quote has something to do with this. I'm a great believer in luck. The harder I work, the more luck I have. So whatever it is that you feel that takes you further down the path to abundance, do a little bit more of it. Even if it means that you might temporarily be a little out of balance, you can always course correct in the future. But when you see a great opportunity, by golly, go for it and do the things that other people aren't willing to do so that you can have the things that they will never have. With that, thank you again so much for spending this time with me on the 90 Days to Abundance podcast. You can always stop by and visit me anytime you like at savings.com. angel.com. And with that, we'll see you next week.